The Leadership is a thought-provoking documentary about women in STEM, science, technology, engineering, maths, and medicine, and the systemic challenges they face in the workplace. The documentary follows an Australian CEO, Fabian Dattner, as she leads 76 female scientists on an Antarctic voyage for leadership training. It certainly isn't all smooth sailing during the voyage. You see the boat rock, so to speak, when the whole process, the whole perceptions and assumptions of what a leader is questioned. We are now joined by the director and writer of The Leadership, Ily Barre. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, this was an absolutely amazing and lovely documentary to watch. So firstly, I just wanted to thank you. It's really quite amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, can you tell us quickly about the documentary for listeners who haven't watched it, and why you were drawn into writing and directing this particular story?
Well, firstly, thank you for giving it such a great quick synopsis. I feel like you captured what it was about very succinctly. So I won't repeat any of that, but I guess one of the things that that I really was drawn to and really hope comes out through the documentary is, as you say, questioning what a leader actually should look like, or what we want a leader to look like, which I think is really topical at the moment, given a lot of conversations about leadership, given, you know, the bushfires, coronavirus, all of those big problems where we actually need leadership, and of course, STEM. So I think those two things I think are really important. But on a story level, what I really loved about making this documentary is exploring the stories of individual women, why it was that they had all of the challenges that they had faced in order to be able to work in STEM, and exploring on a really personal and intimate level what those challenges were to draw a much bigger picture of systemic obstacles.
Absolutely. And I think it's really interesting because I think over the last few years, at least in the public sphere, we've heard a lot about women in STEM, whether it's from programs, scholarships or initiatives. I think this documentary really put a face to that. And I also found it really interesting as it didn't really simplify the systemic obstacles for women in STEM. It started off really optimistic, but then there were some issues undergoing as the leadership training continued. And I thought there was this really interesting moment in the documentary when two of the scientists had this discussion where they spoke about job security and having to move all the time with their family. And one woman spoke about moving in your career is about skills. And then the other woman kind of rebutted, it's about who can sacrifice the most, which really stuck with me. Do you think this notion of sacrifice is kind of like the stereotypical thing that goes hand in hand with female leaders?
Well, I think that's I think it's not unique. The notion of female sacrifice is not, or of sacrifice, I would say, not female sacrifice, is not unique to STEM. I think that there's a certain kind of romanticized vision, whether or not we're talking about the film industry or whether or not we're talking about science, of kind of like a singular genius who will sacrifice all to in the pursuit of excellence, discovery, ambition, and kind of leadership in a particular kind of field. And I think that that when you add in, as it happens for many women and also men, family, work-life balance, you know, partners who don't want to be a trailing spouse, all of that kind of thing, then things become a lot more complicated.
And the documentary also talks about the obstacles women face when they have children. It had that really powerful statistic that 43% of women leave full-time STEM careers after having children. What were you hoping to address when talking about this issue?
Well, I think one of the things is that and it certainly became very clear to me when I was on the ship in Antarctica, is that when you've got a whole lot of people or women who are usually often the only women in their field or their department or their lab, they don't necessarily get the chance to talk about the fact that oh, this is my experience. Hey, this is my experience too. And join those dots to kind of go, oh, it's not just me. Actually, there are these bigger kind of, like, this is the case for lots of women who have children at this particular point in time in their careers. So I guess in answer to your question of what I was hoping to address by bringing that up is that I guess I ended up seeing the ship as a bit of a microcosm for a lot of us, where we don't necessarily stand back and kind of go, oh, there's a bigger, wider pattern. There are bigger, wider forces at play here. I don't need to internalize all of these difficulties that I'm having. Whilst, of course, yes, I can take them on, I can also see that actually there's wider forces at play. And if we can all recognize the fact that there are these wider forces at play, then perhaps we can, develop that or add to that groundswell that there already is in terms of wanting to change things. And I mean, I don't see this as unique to gender or feminist politics. It's happening around the world at the moment with Black Lives Matter, where people are kind of going, hang on a second, let's stand back and look and go, oh, yeah, there's this bigger, wider pattern at play. These are not isolated incidents.
Absolutely. Now, I wish I could talk about this all day, but just quickly before we finish up, The Leadership is your debut feature documentary. What do you think will stay with you from the process of making this documentary?
That's a really good question. I think it was an incredibly long process for me for a bunch of different reasons, but one of the reasons was that I was kind of living my own parallel existence of having a second child and looking at how kind of like, trying to balance those kinds of things in terms of ambition, creativity, and then also just the hard graft of what it means to be looking after a family. So I think that what will stay with me from it is that and feeling kind of quite proud of being able to sort of juggle both of those things. And I would also just like to add before we finish that the Sydney Film Festival is on only until this Friday, Sunday. and you can get tickets on the Sydney Film Festival website or you can be directed to the Sydney Film Festival website through our own website, the film's website, which is theleadershipfilm.org.
Absolutely, and we'll make sure to pop those links up online as well. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us and chatting about it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.